About 55 parents, teachers, and staff members attended a two-hour online workshop Tuesday night called Open Circles, Conversations About Issues of Race and Equity.
And so thank goodness we are realizing that where we are right now is not acceptable.
Ann Wien Elementary School Principal Michael Angayak is one of the facilitators who are leading the district through a program outlined by the National Coalition Building Institute, or NCBI. The discussion this week was supposed to be an open conversation where people could share experiences and learn from each other. Here are Shayna Ellingrud, Rodney Gaskins, and Sarah Fennell.
You know, we're taught the Civil Rights Act happened and then racism went away. That's kind of a systemic issue.
Just watching what's going on in most of the major cities, for me, it triggered so much trauma from my upbringing, from, you know, just life experience.
Working within this epic and huge system that is built to oppress, how do I, as an educator, try to combat that?
Gaskins is a consultant hired last year by the district to study gaps in student treatment. He says the NCBI process was started as an in-person workshop series long before this summer's confluence of racism protests and COVID-19. He says lots of people are having these conversations about racism for the first time.
We're talking them out with our affinity groups or like-minded people, but we're not talking to each other. Seems like everyone is kind of camped up right now, and they're only communicating with people that are in agreement.
These workshops are supposed to engage people across different groups, he says. Shayna Ellingrud says it's working.
I really, really love this work, the initiative that the district has taken with NCBI. It has been eye-opening.
But Superintendent Karen Gaborik says more parents and community members are coming forward to identify challenges the schools might have in treating students fairly. She says change requires continued effort.
Systemic change and even policy change and curriculum change. We need the people who are there in support of those changes to share your voices, because often what the board hears and often what we hear are everybody who's unhappy with those changes.
This week's workshop was recorded and it's posted on the Fairbanks Community Builders webpage on the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District's website. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.